is The Fantasy Show with Andy McNamara and Shawali on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
It is the last Sunday without NFL football until February of 2022. Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome to The Fantasy Show, live across Canada on the Sportsnet Radio Network. I'm Andy McNamara, alongside Shawali. Show, let's go. This is it, baby. This is it. And it's football. Starting Thursday, then every Sunday, Monday, and any other days they have to mix in. It's go time. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. This is what you live for, Andy. This is like your... going to say this is your Christmas, but it's like Christmas is happening every Sunday until like the end of February next year for you. So I'm very happy for you. I'm very excited to have it back as well. I'm pretty sure we've been kind of flying solo in the mornings as well. So I think after the fantasy show, Inside the Lines is going to return next week as well. So
right.
For all your betting, your gambling, yeah, the boys are back. Bastille, Russick, and Rapp. So I think it'll be a pretty fun slate of morning programming on The Fan and across Canada for NFL purposes. Certainly a lot of heavy NFL gambling, heavy NFL football, but a lot of other stuff as well.
Well, today, folks, fantasy football mock draft. Okay, we've done this the last couple of years on The Fantasy Show. And this is really because, Show, I know for our Fan 590 show league, we're having that draft tonight. I got my big draft on Tuesday. So a lot of people, it's either this weekend or early next week that you're doing your fantasy draft. So what we like to do is get you ready and really say, hey, you know what? We're going to do a live fantasy football mock draft on the air. So what we'll do, Show, is have myself, you, technical director Josh Sanders, who, by the way, you know we don't like to bring it up, but...
We don't.
He won the fan league last year, Josh did.
Oh, here he is. Playing the applause for himself.
Oh, wow. Putting himself over. Classic Santos. Classic. Gosh.
Not true.
But he won.
Andy, can you remind me, who did he beat in the championship round?
Oh, was it me? I honestly can't remember. It was probably me.
I can't remember,
to be honest.
It was you.
It was me. Oh, that's extra harmful. See, I forgot about that. In any case, Josh is going to jump on because, you know, the champ is here. You got to respect the champ, right? We live by the mantra, Show. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
True.
And so Josh is the man in our fan league, so he's going to come on. And now he couldn't be live, but he's going to be texting in. Our old producer, Dan Marino, returns from the grave to participate as well.
The grave? He's not dead.
Once you leave the station.
Yeah, it's true. Once you leave like the industry, you may as well be, I suppose. But you know what? Godspeed, Dan. Thank you for helping us out.
Yes. So this is how we're going to do it, folks. We're going to have it in the setup of the 12 team, half point PPR, snake draft. So the four of us will make our live picks. Dan, again, via text. And the rest will be simulated by the computer. So we're going to do, because what we wanted to do is really sort of throw in that wild card factor of not just people, but from the computer, because we don't know. Like, it's going to be probably the highest ranked person left, but sometimes they fill for need. Depends how it all goes, right? So we'll do that to try to get you ready and really try to address the different circumstances that could arise during a draft. And we spread it out a bit, Show, right? We have like the... So we're not all clumped in one part. One sort of in the first chunk of the draft, the middle, and then the end.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think you are picking 7th overall, and I am picking 11th. It's a 12-team draft, so you're picking 7th, and I'm picking 11th, right? So this is going to be, I think the format of our mock draft is going to be a half PPR. That's the scoring format. One QB, yeah. two wide receivers, two running backs, one tight end, one flex, and then a kicker and a DST, right? We may not, like, we'll see how many rounds we get through over the next couple hours, because we may not get through all, like, 15 rounds, but I do think, it'll be fun to see. I actually did my big money fantasy football draft yesterday, the one I've been in for over a dozen years, with some of my friends from high school, and going back, excuse me, as my voice cracks, and
It's how you sounded in high school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, evoking memories of when I was in grade 9 and so on. But it was a lot of fun. It was fun because we do some kind of half in person. Some people are don't live in Toronto, for example. Some guys live in Vancouver. But I gotta say, the technology aspect of fantasy football drafts that has evolved over the years has made drafting so easy. And you and I and Josh and Marino are using another platform like outside the Yahoo ESPN leagues as well. So it's pretty crazy to see all the different kinds of things that exist these days.
Oh, yeah, there's so many different options, right? And that's what's so wonderful about the fantasy football draft season show is because this is like, this is where you're all anticipating at the end of last year. Okay, well, if it's a keeper league, who am I taking? What shady backstage deals are being done in between, just out of the reach of the commissioner's grasp? And what's being made and all that? Is it an auction? Is it a snake draft? Whatever. There's so many different options. But also part of the fun show is your fantasy football team name, right? That's all. Can you be creative? Can you be clever? What is the fantasy football team name? So I know myself personally, it's something I always struggle with to come up with anything like super. Like I have for one of my teams this year, the Shaken Bakers. It's not great. I'm going to admit it. However, it's the best I got. So what I wanted to do was have our listeners help us out a little bit. So either on Twitter, and we put out the tweet at AndyMC81, at The Fantasy Show, and at SNS Ollie, tweet us your most creative and clean, so we can read them, fantasy football team name. And then we will pick the one we like best. You can also enter via the text line, the people's text line, which will really ramp up next week, 590-590. So 590-590, the people's text line, or on Twitter at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, or at The Fantasy Show with your most creative fantasy football team name. And I will give you a whole bunch of Domino's pizza for the one we like the best. How about that, Joe?
For the listeners' edification, for this mock draft, we all had to, or at least Andy and I had to put in team names, and Andy's team name was Pizza Man. That's what Andy's name was. It was Pizza Man. And I remember looking at the names of the one we were doing, and I'm like, oh, okay, team one, team two, these are the computer-generated teams or whatever. Mine was Call of Duty, because I had been playing Call of Duty the night before, we'll see if I actually get Jerry Judy. I'm not going to reach for him, but we'll see if he ends up on my team. But Andy's is Pizza Man, yes.
It's the Pizza Man, that's right. So we will...
The Pizza Man cometh. We,
the Pizza Man, he never sleeps. He always cometh for you. So we'll give away some Domino's pizza. Also, top of the hour, our new friends of the show, Dauber Hockey. We have a Dauber Hockey contest, boss or toss, to get you ready. Because, Joe, hey, fantasy football season is here, but hockey season, believe it or not, is right around the corner as well. So that's going to be here before we know it. So we'll tell you more about our Dauber Hockey contest and what you can win and what you have to do for boss or toss at the top of the hour and go from there. But, Joe, there's... some news from around the NFL that came out, and nothing super major when it comes to roster moves, but one that I found very interesting was Tom Brady revealed to a Tampa Bay newspaper that not only did both of his parents have COVID last year, that after the Super Bowl parade party, where he was all pretty smashed and throwing the Lombardi trophy over to Gronk over water, he got COVID. And I ask you, Show, that I think the real question is, did Tom Brady get COVID, or did COVID get Tom Brady?
It's like what's the guy,
Chuck Norris?
Yeah, the Texas Walker Ranger. That's what I was trying to remember. Yeah, Chuck Norris, the Chuck Norris gifts. Did he do a push up, or is he pushing the world down? Right?
Is he pushing the world down?
Tom Brady. I mean, yeah, you'd think the guy. It just proves that no matter how many tomatoes you avoid, how much avocado ice cream you eat, COVID is, you're still susceptible, right? So he. He got it, and you know what? I'm not shocked, because the scenes of what went down in Tampa, honestly, for both the Tampa Bay Lightning parade as well, when people were like, random people were like drinking out of the bowl of the cup, and like people, all sorts of people were touching the Lombardi trophy. I'm not shocked, but it's funny, because I think the other day I remember seeing some, I don't know what it was. It might have been some college football thing, but it was all the crowds, like the sheer crowds in the United States. And part of me, like, half of me would love nothing more than to partake in something like that, like reminiscing back to the 2019 Raptors championship run where you're like shoulder to shoulder and with people in the streets in the moments after the win and on the parade day and all that stuff. And then on the other hand, I can't imagine ever doing that ever again. I don't know about you, but it's such a foreign concept to me now.
So packed. And isn't that sad, the state of the world? Because the first thing I saw and was not like, wow, that's amazing. It's like, oh, so much COVID, so yeah. much. So all oh, of it, man. All of it. There's also some great gifts. It's like that picture of like a guy licking his lips and rubbing his hands, peeking out from behind a tree. It's like Delta variant be like, and as he's looking at the crowd, it's like, oh my gosh, there's just, it's crazy. Hopefully it all works out. But college football is back as well.
Yeah.
So football's in full swing. We already got a couple fantasy football team names in that I'll read. Remember, you can text into the People's Text Line 590-590 or tweet us at AndyMC81, at The Fantasy Show, and at SNSLE. We got one from our buddy at Michael Pagano 71 says, Pitts Creek.
Okay.
For Kyle Pitts. I like that. Right? Pitts Creek. Clever. And then from at AWIII75, who has the Papa Shango pick for his Twitter profile, and he always sends and tags me in these tremendous old school wrestling, you know, gifts or videos or whatever, which I always appreciate. He put in, he said, oldie but a goodie. He goes, my ball, Zach Ertz. My ball, Zach Ertz.
Okay.
I like it. I like it. It's close. It's right on the edge. See, show, it's like edgy, but technically clean.
This is a family program, Andy.
It is. It's like, it's right on the line. But if you read it in full, you know, you can be like, it sounds like it, but it doesn't say it. Ergo, it qualifies. So those are a couple. Do you have any go-to names, Joe? Do you have any names you typically go to? Like you call a Judy, which is clever. I dig it. Is there any other ones you've liked over the years or heard or you go to or your people in your group?
You know, that's a good question. I'll say my team names often get changed after the draft because I like to change my team name for the players on my team. So like, it kind of depends, you know what I mean? So my default team name will always be It's Showtime. That's like the generic placeholder name. And then I get a new one kind of after the draft. So for example, I think last year I had Saquon Barkley, which did not work out for me, if you know what I mean. But in that particular league, that name, that team name was Saquon for the team. So like stuff like that, right? Or I think in years past, and we talked about this before in the show last year, but I think I had used Hooked on a Thielen. That was one I had.
I like it.
You know, there was a couple other ones as well, but I think a couple weeks ago to you, but whenever I have any Jones on my team, I think there was one year I had Aaron Jones, Daniel Jones, and Julio Jones, and I think I named my team Keeping Up with the Joneses, for example, right? So yep. stuff like that. Yep. I think that kind of stuff is fun.
There's lots. Yeah, there's so many potential. It's always something I kind of struggle with. Also, Tennessee Titans have activated quarterback Ryan Tannehill from the reserve/COVID-19 list. The Tana thrill can't stop, won't stop show. So if you're drafting today or in the next couple days, looks like Ryan Tannehill has shaken off the virus. He's ready to roll for week one. Looks like he's ready to go.
It was funny because when I was doing that draft yesterday with my pals, we draft like Ryan Tannehill got drafted, and I think like literally 15 minutes later, the news popped up that he and the Derrick Henry backup Jeremy McNichols were activated off the COVID list, and we were all kind of like, well, I guess that pick is not going to backfire on the person who made it, but lucky them.
Yeah, well, and Tom Brady said in that same article, he's like he feels that with just how everything is, he said, and I think correctly, that he's like, look, for this season anyway, we're going to have people and players on and off the COVID list, and it's just something we're going to have to deal with. Like, really, it's something that you have to, you can't prep for it. Like, it's not like with Saquon Barkley, you're like, all right, well, I know his legs aren't great, so you can sort of plan around that. It's just going to be sort of like we're dealing with a random injury that pops up, and the guy might be out for a week, right? Like, it's just something that you're going to have to roll with, and the world in the NFL is plowing forward. If they made it all the way through last year, you know they're not stopping this year.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%. Like I'll be, and we'll talk about this more when we get into the mock draft itself. But I think there is like a legitimate case to be made that if you know for a fact that player X is like an anti-vaxxer, for example, or staunchly refuses to take the vaccine, and player Y has taken the vaccine, and they're like at the very least comparable players, I think you have to at least consider whether or not you want to factor that into any kind of equation when you're taking players, right? Because that just because of the availability factor and nothing else.
Show, that's a great point. That is a viable draft strategy that I think you do. Now, it's not, like you said, it's not the be-all, end-all,
right, exactly,
but if
there
are two players that are close, like we'll use Cole Beasley because he's the most outspoken one, but again, we're you know, vaccinated or not, we're not reaching for Cole, okay, regardless. But in that same vein, if you were, and there was another receiver that was equal-ish, maybe you lean the other way. She's like, well, he has hopefully less of a chance of missing time or being out or being more seriously affected than someone who didn't. Like, that's where we're at. Like, it's another layer to having to game plan and prepare.
I mean, look, we just talked about Ryan Tannehill, right? Ryan Tannehill clearly doesn't have the vaccine. And I think he had said before he doesn't really, his thoughts are fluid on it, I think is what he had said, right? And Kirk Cousins, we know, is not going to take it. Lamar Jackson is not going to take it as well. And like, these are guys who are going to be on a lot of fantasy teams, right?
Yeah.
So I just, again, I'm not saying just like, you know, blow them off outright, but because it's possible that it doesn't affect your season whatsoever. It's possible they avoid this entirely. Who knows? But at the same time, it's just, if that's something that you're worried about, you have to at least think about it before you click the draft button.
Do you remember the aggressive stance Kirk Cousins took last year where it's like, if I die, I die? It's like, Kirk, settle. Yeah, you got
relax,
kids.
Man.
Settle down.
Yeah, jeez.
He was just like, the old from Rocky IV, if he dies, he dies, right? It's Kirk Cousins is just, he's like, I have lived. I've lived a great life.
Yeah, see, well, in the Rocky example, Ivan Drago was talking about someone else. Kirk Cousins is talking about himself, which is wilder.
I'm surprised. I have not seen, and I was really hoping after that, and I'm disappointed in the internet.
Okay.
Because usually something like that, and maybe I missed it, but there would have been like tremendous gifts, maybe of Ryan Tannehill's face put on the body of Ivan Drago.
Right.
Maybe it's just something saying, if I die, I think it's a missed opportunity show is what I'm saying.
I'm sure, Andy, if you scour the internet, you'll be able to find it. Nothing. The internet never misses, Andy. Haven't you learned that by now? The internet never, ever, ever misses. Never. I'm sure it exists.
You know what? I'll say this too. How about this show? I'm feeling generous this morning because it's football season. If someone finds or makes me a quality Kirk Cousins, if I die, I die gif with those words on it, not the he, I will give a Domino's Pizza online coupon voucher to them.
Wow.
Today.
So generous.
Today.
All right.
Right? It makes me, I don't know why, it makes me laugh. So.
Okay, I'm going to, once as soon as the show is done, I'm going to get cracking. I'm making some gifs for,
you're gonna,
for
you're
an unrelated reason.
There's one from, I don't know if this name works for a fantasy football team, name at TO Fan for Life 13, Team Alpha Super Awesome Cool Dynamite Wolf Squadron. Long, but it really captures that you want to be the best.
I like that wolf is in there. You know, like you got like
wolf's great.
Yeah, Alpha, super awesome, cool dynamite, but also Wolf Squadron.
Yeah,
so
maybe if it was just Wolf Squadron, that kind of has like a cool, like, I don't know, Air Force feel to it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Wolf Squadron assemble, and then you like take off, and Top Gun music is playing or something.
Maybe, yeah. Look, I see some on the text line as well. I see one from Craig in Saskatoon says, my creative team name is the Fu Manchus. I see a Brad in Hamilton, don't mind my chub. I see this one has no name, so if you can text in your name, if you hear this one, text in your name as well. Romo Witten his pants, which is pretty funny. I like that one, actually. It's pretty funny. And then Kyle in Paris is looking forward to some other NFL names, but I just wanted to read Kyle's NHL team name. I know it's not what we asked for, but it's a good one anyways. He says Vanek at the Disco, like Vanek with an exclamation mark. Vanek at the Disco.
Panic.
That's a good one. I think I like that one.
That's you know what? I might steal that for my fantasy hockey team. I like that. That's pretty good. My hockey ones are worse. It's like, go hockey team. It's like a Wolf Squad.
Maybe I'll just go
Wolf Squadron. I might just go Wolf Squadron. Right. That's going to be my automatic default. Those are some good ones, people. I like it. Best one will win some Domino's Pizza. We'll decide at the end of the show and then tweet or text the winner. So people's text line 590-590 on Twitter at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, and at The Fantasy Show. But up next, it's time. Draft day, fantasy football mock draft. We will get it rolling, get you ready. And of course, if you have any fantasy football draft questions for the season, whatever, hit us up. We'll help you out. Last Sunday without football, we kick it off next. We're delivered by Domino's Pizza, and this is The Fantasy Show across the Sportsnet Radio Network.
As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Hello, Chris Jericho, AEW, bring us back to the fantasy show. I love this song so much. Andy McNamara alongside Show Ali. Have you heard this song, Show? This is Chris Jericho's band Fozzy in his intro music for AEW. It's just sensational.
Is this Cash
in my head? Yeah, he's singing this. Chris Jericho's singing this.
No, I haven't heard this before.
So good. Oh, it's such a good song. As far as wrestling song goes, like usually they're just like, bum, 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 and they're just doing music and stuff like that. But like this was actually like a good song. It's really cool. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's very emblematic of like that era of wrestling. You know what I mean? Like it reminds me very much so of like that, like, I don't know, like that, what, like early to mid 2000s era of wrestling?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm hooked, I'm telling you. It's brought back my love of the business show. Oh, fantasy football mock draft time, folks. We're getting ready. We are delivered by Domino's Pizza. Remember, this is in the GTA right now. It's a bit kind of gloomy. Hopefully, wherever you're watching or listening, whatever. Well, hopefully not watching. Oof. We don't have a camera on. I hope you're not watching us.
If someone is watching where I'm sitting in the studio, then you know, I need to take this hat off. Also, real quick, Andy, the hat I'm wearing, I never told you this. This is my Tampa Bay Vipers hat. It finally arrived.
Yes!
It arrived.
It did.
Yeah.
What, a year and a half after the league went out of business?
Yeah, exactly. This hat has went from becoming something that I bought before the season started to, I guess, a vintage XFL item. All in the lifetime of the second iteration, let's say, of the XFL.
Wow. So yeah. How did it, like, it looked cool on the site. I remember you showing. You show me the picture. Did it like, because sometimes you see it and then if it's those make ones, they don't come off. Is it a good hat?
Yeah, you know what? It's actually a pretty, very good quality. I would say it's as good a quality as any of my, you know, like new era Blue Jays hats or any of the NFL stuff I got. So it's very, I got to say, I was really impressed. It arrived. My aunt came for our wedding. And when she came, she brought it with me as kind of like a surprise. So I was really excited.
That wasn't like the wedding gift. She's like surprised. Like, I paid for this.
Yeah, this is mine. Yeah.
This is my hat. You were literally just bringing it.
I worked
it.
2 hours on the fantasy show to pay for this hat. Like, yeah.
Yes. That is an entire show fee to pay for this wonderful hat. That's very cool. You got to send me a picture of that. That's a cool one. All right. Vipers hat for the XFL. But you know what? Hey, it's always a good day to make it a Domino's day. You can get a large, actually unlimited, large 2-topping pizzas for just $10.99 each. So if you're feeling hungry, whatever, you're getting ready for the football season, building up your appetite, get yourself unlimited large 2-topping Domino's pizzas for just $10.99 each. But you can check out all the great deals at Domino's.ca. We will be giving away a big Domino's pizza prize after the show's done based on the most creative fantasy football team name. You can text in at the People's Text Line 590-590 and tweet us at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, and at The Fantasy Show. All right, Show. So let's tee this sucker up. Okay.
All right.
Our fantasy football draft, our mock draft, we're going to do it live. Now, via text, our old producer, Dan Marino, is going to join in. Now, we staggered the picks. Do you want to take us through this so people know it'll be myself, you, our Fan 590 defending champion, technical director Josh Santos. Pains me to say it, but he's on as well. Do you want to take us through where our picks are?
Yeah, let's do it. So again, a 12-team league. Half PPR, one QB, two running backs, two wide receivers, one tight end, a flex, a kicker, and a defense. And yeah, 12 teams. Santos is going to be team two. Dan is going to be team four. You are team seven, and I am team 11. So we kind of have the breadth of the spectrum here.
Gotcha. Okay. So what we'll do, folks, is we got Josh to have teed up the famed NFL draft chime. So whenever it is one of our picks through the first couple rounds, then we'll kill it, because I know I could have it all day. I know it gets a little tedious,
a little much sometimes. Yeah, yeah.
A little, but we're going to go for the first couple rounds. So right. When it is our pick, you will hear That's the good stuff.
I remember right last there. Year, Andy, we did this, and like after every single pick it played, and I remember someone texted in and said, "Stop with that stupid chime."
And then I replied with, "No,
never.
It's going to be more." Oh, and then we did it more.
We did.
You know, it like making angry requests. Just it just fuels me. It's like a rebelling teenager inside me. Shall I'll just like, no, I'm going to play it louder and more often.
And he's very and he's like a petulant child. He will not go down quietly.
Correct.
He will not.
Correct. No, I will not go down for nap time quietly. I will kick and scream the whole way. Okay, so let's get ready. So team one, so we'll make our picks, and then these are the computer-generated ones. So, show, let's kick it off. You want to go start with team one, and then we'll tee it up?
Yeah, so I'll read the computer picks as well, certainly.
Okay.
So the computer pick for number one is a very quick pick. It is running back Christian McCaffrey from Carolina. So, and I mean, like, there's no – it's not really a huge – you know, mystification there, right? Christian McCaffrey, CMC, is going number one. I would say in basically every draft, in every format, Superflex, 2QB, and otherwise.
There's really no reason to go elsewhere. You know, could he get injured again like last year? Yep, so could anybody. You know, until he does it, like until he gets seriously injured 2 years in a row like Saquon Barkley, I have no problem picking Christian McCaffrey. So that takes us to our reigning champ, Josh Santos. And Josh, what is your team name that you wanted to go with?
Well, I won with Minshew's mustache.
Oh boy.
Well, now Minshew's not in Jacksonville anymore.
Right. So I'm going with name pending right now.
Okay. All right.
So I don't, you know,
name.
I just like put it in brackets, mustache. Name pending.
Name pending. Okay. So name pending for Josh, hashtag Minshew's mustache. What is, you know what? First of all, Josh, you're going to the podium. Play the chime. Get the pick. In. Okay.
For the first pick of the defending, sorry, the reigning and defending Fan 590 draft champion, running back Dalvin Cook.
Smart pick.
Yeah. Another no-brainer, right, Andy?
It's a no-brainer. Second overall, you take it. We know how valuable the running back position is. We know how you need to make sure you get that true locked up RB1 if possible. Dalvin Cook, he's going to miss a game or two. So that's just how his career has gone. But as we saw last year, it doesn't matter. As long as he plays at least 14 games, that dude is worth every penny of a second overall pick.
Yeah, absolutely. Dalvin Cook is terrific. So we got CMC. Santos takes Cook for his first pick. The computer, number three, takes Alvin Kamara out of New Orleans. And remember, this is a half PPR league. So Alvin Kamara going three. So I think that is the reason Kamara gets bumped a little bit over some other running backs, I would imagine, right? But, I mean, if you want to take another guy over Kamara, I'm not going to super argue with you. But, I mean, like, I think at this stage of the draft, you want a safe pick. And I mean, Alvin Kamara is going to be, like, he is talented enough to run a whole offense by himself. And while there are question marks surrounding Jameis Winston and how, you know, the lack of Michael Thomas and injuries elsewhere, I think Alvin Kamara is going to be utilized so heavily, especially in a half PPR, that he gets a little bit of a bump to three.
Yeah, I agree with you, Show. It does, like you said, it makes me a bit nervous with the Jameis Winston situation. How much is Taysom Hill going to actually be used? Because we saw when he was in there, or just like, he can just pop out of nowhere and vulture a touchdown or vulture some key yards or touches. Like, that's what makes me nervous in post-Drew Brees era in New Orleans. Because at least when Drew Brees is there, you're like, all right, Taysom's going to do some cute crap and fine. But now, with Jameis Winston, you know, how much of a mix is it going to be? So it makes me nervous, but I, you know, if someone did go number three, I would understand it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think I've seen in a couple mock drafts, specifically for half and full PPR, Alvin Kamara going this high, but and I see Dan's pick is in, and this guy, so I guess I'll read Dan's picks as well, if you guys are cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. So absolutely.
So since Kamara went, I think Dan feels like he got a bit of a steal here, because he's getting Derrick Henry. He's taking Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry. And again, I think like the difference between Alvin Kamara and Derrick Henry, like if you're tiering guys, is probably like roughly the same, right? It's just that because how much does Derrick Henry really catch the ball? I think I would say the answer is not really at all, right?
So no.
So I think if this was a standard draft, I would probably take Derrick Henry over Alvin Kamara. But as it is, it's a half PPR, so I see why the picks went the way they did. But Derrick Henry going to, and Dan's team name is just the two us. Noted Dolphins boy. Fan, just the two of us, Dan Marino's well, team name.
We'll see after this year how old Tua goes, right? We'll see. Yeah, the Derrick Henry pick, you're right. If it's standard, you bump him up. If it's not, he just doesn't catch the ball. And it's one of the rare cases that, because of the volume, that's okay. I just wonder how the Julio Jones factor comes in. Do they look to throw the ball more? And even, like, show, I don't think it's a negative if Derrick Henry gets less carries this year.
No, I don't think so.
300 plus. If he gets less carries but can remain fresher at his advancing age, I think that's fine. Like, I think you can get more quality yardage in production if you ease him back a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair, right? I mean, a lot of the Tennessee Titans have done really well. You know, they're very, very efficient. Let's put it that way, right? A.J. Brown is very efficient. Ryan Tannehill is very efficient himself. And certainly Derrick Henry getting like 300 plus carries each of the last two seasons. So like you said, if he gets slightly less carries this year, I have no reason to believe that he's going to be any worse. And maybe it'll be a wash anyways, because even if he gets less carries per game, maybe overall it'll be the same because there's an extra game this year, right? So maybe in the end, it won't actually matter. But yeah, so there you go. Derrick Henry going number four. So we got teams 5 and 6 and then you, okay? So I'm going to read out the next couple picks here. So team 5 picks Aaron Jones out of Green Bay.
Nice.
Aaron Jones going there. And then team 6 picking Ezekiel Elliott. So Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott. So Jones and Elliott going in a row. So 6 running backs in a row so far, right, to start this draft. Very running back heavy. But Aaron Jones going 5th. I honestly think no Jamal Williams to vulture Aaron Jones in the passing game, right? A.J. Dillon maybe will get a little bit of work, but ultimately speaking, you know, Aaron Rodgers really trusts Aaron Jones. He's been a top 5 running back, I want to say, each of the last 2 years. So Aaron Jones, very, very, very talented. So he goes number 5. And Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, it's funny to think that in a regular year, Andy, Zeke going at number 6 might be a discount, right? He might be getting him at a discount because, you know, when Ezekiel Elliott is on, he's on. But, you know, team 6 getting a decent pick with Zeke, and if he bounces back, I think that'll be a nice, as I like to say very often on the Fantasy Show, a nice return on your investment.
It's got to be, and I am so bullish on Zeke Elliott. I was kind of hoping he'd fall to me at 7 because people, I think, are overlooking him. Dak Prescott's back and healthy. Zeke wasn't right last year. He was banged up. And Aaron Jones, to your point, yeah, like A.J. Dillon doesn't scare me. I thought it was a bum draft pick to make as far as what the team needed at the time. It was a luxury pick that you didn't need if you're the Packers. So Aaron Jones, all in on him. And that means, show, it's my turn. It's time for Team Pizza Man. Josh, hit the chime. Now, we see sometimes in drafts, show, and this is how this one is starting, A runs happen, and this is the unpredictability what you have to be ready for your own draft. Now, in a lot of drafts, you know, a wide receiver may have been taken in between here. Maybe there's a weird super reach on an uninformed fantasy manager who took a quarterback. But we've gone 6 straight. So if I'm thinking this at 7, all right, am I taking the 7th running back off the board? Am I taking the first wide receiver and get my pick? Or do I do something else? Well, to me, you know what? I'm going to go, and it feels so good, because I think he has the potential to be a top 3 running back this year. From the Cleveland Browns, Team Pizza Man select Nick Chubb, Georgia. Boom.
Nick Chubb. I you know what? I got to say, I thought you were going to take Travis Kelce.
I was close, Joe. I was close, because it was between him and Kelce, and I thought, you know what? That's really where I would have been fine. And if someone's in their draft and you want to take Travis Kelce, I'm a believer in that strategy. I just thought with the run, like, I think even if one wide receiver was taken in that spot, I probably would have had Kelce. But I'm thinking, okay, now the 7th one, what if I don't take him? And then the rest of the first round goes running backs. Then what am I looking at as a top guy right next? Am I looking at my best running back could be somebody like a David Montgomery? Or an Austin Eckler or something like that. And I like Eckler, don't get me wrong, but, like, you know, I want a top running back. And so I have to get Nick Chubb. So I'll go Chubb there at number 7.
Yeah, and the presence of Kareem Hunt, I've seen some people kind of lament that. And I mean, look, maybe he might steal a little bit from him. But Nick Chubb, Well, you know what? First of all, beyond Chubb, the Browns' offense, they just run the ball so much that I feel like there's going to be more than enough work to go around as we saw last year. So if they continue things from last year, and I see no reason why they wouldn't, barring injury, and I mean, who can really like, you know, solve for injury every year, right? So barring that, I think he's going to be a very productive running back and has a chance, like you said, to be a top five, maybe top three. So Nick Chubb goes to Andy at 7. Team 8, so I'll read team 8, 9, 10, then it's my pick.
Okay.
So team 8, I guess, must have heard us, Andy, because team 8 takes Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce
going
in the first round, after all, just not to your team. So Travis Kelce goes to team 8.
Right.
Let's see. Jonathan Taylor goes to team 9 from Indianapolis, certainly. And you know, I'm a little iffy on Jonathan Taylor this year, but at the same time, I mean, if he gets used even to a fraction as being used last year, even with a new offensive coordinator, I think he'll still be a very, very good running back pick in your first round. And then team 10 takes Saquon Barkley. So Saquon Barkley, with the injuries, Andy, dropping to all the way to 10. And I mean, again, like, there's no reason for someone to take Saquon over like CMC or Cook or Kamara or Henry because of the injuries, right? But I mean, if he is healthy this year, even if the Giants struggle, they're going to hand the ball to Saquon like 20 times a game, if not more, right? I mean, like, they need Daniel Jones.
Too.
He can catch too. Yeah, like, Daniel Jones needs all the help he can get. So Saquon Barkley going at 10. I mean, if that seems to be where he seems to be going, and, you know, ADP wise, for the most part, that's pretty good price-wise, I think.
I think, so if you're in a 12-team, you know, like we said, half people, whatever version, snake draft, and you're at 10, and then you're going to be picking again just a couple picks later on the turn, I think that's a good spot for Saquon. I personally hope I draft in my leagues, show a spot where Saquon's either gone or I have other options. I don't want to trust that as my top running back, because I feel then if you get Saquon, you have to almost go an extra depth running back just in case he has to start the season slow, right? Like, you have to overcompensate for running backs as a just in case. But like you said, like, boy, if this guy clicks, this was the consensus second overall pick last year.
Yeah.
Like, the guy is still super talented. It's, can he stay on the football field? And, we gush around Travis Kelce. The guy's by far and away the best tight end going to team 8, and Jonathan Taylor. Bit of a timeshare quarterback situation, but we know the value on the running backs, and that's probably where, you know, we see the run, and, you know, computer team 9 and 10 probably thought maybe similar to my strategy of like, okay, well, if I don't get my running back here, where do I get them and who is left available?
Yeah, and here the upside of all these running backs going, and Travis Kelce as well, but we'll put him aside for now. For all the upside of all those running backs going in a row means that all of the wide receivers are still on the board. There has not been a single wide receiver taken. So it's my turn now. And, you know, I'm a big believer in Devontae Adams. So Devontae Adams is going to be the first member of Call of Duty. That's going to be my first member here. Devontae Adams out of Green Bay. And I mean, look, I don't think we need to spend too much time talking about Devontae Adams, because he's exceptionally talented. Aaron Rodgers is playing in Green Bay this year. He's going to throw the ball on first, second, and probably third down as well to Devontae Adams. He's going to force feed that man the football, which I love. Ooh. I love in any format, but I especially love in a format where receptions get points, right? So this is a half PPR league. Full PPR would be even better, but Devontae Adams going to me here. Do you want to add anything on Adams, or should we continue?
Yeah, like, Devontae Adams is a stud. He's going to be, barring injury, he's going to be a top 2-3 wide receiver. So at 11, that's probably the best value of the draft so far.
Yeah, I love it. I'm really pleased here. And it looks like, to wrap up the first round, Team 12 will go with Stephon Diggs. Team 12 takes Stephon Diggs. So two wide receivers in a row here. Ooh. And you got to remember, it's a snake draft, so Team 12 is going to pick again, and then I'm going to pick again, right? So we're kind of going around the turn here. And I think the turn is always an interesting situation, because you kind of have to make your picks count, because you're not going to pick again for another, like, 24 picks, essentially, right? Or 12 picks, or whatever the number might be, right? So you really got to make the picks count here.
You got to really go, and if you can get Devontae Adams and Stephon Diggs at the end of your first round, folks, you're set. And while we talk about, and I believe still, that wide receivers are very deep and you can get value later on, if you can say, okay, all the top running backs are gone, so I'm going to get best at a position. You get those best at the positions in Adams and Diggs, and then, like you said, on the turn, then you can address running back or tight end or whatever you want to do to really swing back. So why don't we take the break? We'll come back, and start zipping through these. Round two, and we'll keep going to see really how far we get. Top of the hour as well, Dauber Hockey Contest, Boss or Toss, your chance to win some prizes there as well. So a lot more coming up. It is Fantasy Football Mock Draft Day on The Fantasy Show, delivered by Domino's Pizza across the Sportsnet Radio Network.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Wrestling theme rejoin us today. I love it. CM Punk also makes his return to the ring for the first time in 7 years. Tonight show. That's pretty interesting as we welcome you back Canada-wide to the Fantasy Show delivered by Domino's Pizza. Folks, if you like free pizza, why don't you go to domino's.ca and sign up for free to the Piece of the Pie Rewards program. That's where, top right-hand corner, you'll see a little blue pizza slice. Just click on it. Free to sign up. That anytime you order anything at Domino's.ca for $10 or more, you get 10 points. You get to 60 points, you get free pizza. That's it. Nice and easy. Domino's.ca. We'll also be giving away a big Domino's Pizza prize pack to the most creative, what Show and I believe is the most creative fantasy football team name. You can get your entries in. We've had some great ones already. Text to the People's Text Line, 590-590, and on Twitter, at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, and at The Fantasy Show. So we'll read some of those out as the show goes along. We've had some good ones already, and we'll roll from their show.
Yeah, I see a couple of other ones here. We'll read some more at 9 a.m., but I see one from Mark in Lethbridge, Bishop Sycamore Centurions, and the whole Bishop Sycamore thing, if you haven't seen it, is hilarious. So there are a lot of really funny things on Twitter about that. I see, again, if you don't text in your name, it's hard to give you the prize.
You can't win.
So please text in your name. This one, I think this one's from somewhere in Alberta, judging by the area code, but Lock It and Loaded. I like that one, actually. Ooh. That's a kind of fun one. Yeah. I see... let's see here. Dan in Brampton, Victim of Voorhees, and Dan is a massive Friday the 13th fan. So and he said, each time I win, people become a victim of Voorhees. So I kind of like that one. That's a fun one.
That's kind of cool.
And a fantasy football team name. Again, this is from, I think, someone here in the GTA, but no name. So text in your name, please. But you can't go wrong with Einhorn is Finkel or Laces Out Dan. So there you go. Einhorn is Finkel. On a related note, Andy, I don't know if you saw this. In Ace Ventura, I had seen this on Twitter the other day. I guess they had said that, like, Trevor Finkel, the character, had gone to, like, the school Stetson, I want to say. And if you go to right now, Stetson has a kicker by the name of Einhorn. Funnily enough.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that hilarious? It's like something like that.
Really?
It's like the team that one, someone on the college football team from the college or universities of Stetson actually has an Einhorn on their team, which is absolutely remarkable. I can't make that stuff up.
That's amazing. I haven't seen Ace Ventura in so long.
Oh, me neither.
Oh, my God. Starring, stealing the show, Dan Marino, right? Real life Dan Marino, not our...
Yeah, not our former producer, yes.
No, less exciting. Yes. All right, let's get back to our fantasy football mock draft. So we ran through the first round. So Show, do you want to go through our, like, mine, yours, defending champ Josh Santos, our technical director, and our former producer Dan Marino's picks for the first round, then we'll keep kicking it?
Yeah, let's do it. So in the second position, number two overall, Santos took Dalvin Cook. At four overall, Dan took Derrick Henry. At seven overall, you took Nick Chubb. And at 11 overall, I took Devontae Adams. So now we're just finishing up. We finished the first round in the previous segment. So let's start the second round. And Team 12 will kick things off on the turn. So they took Stephon Diggs to wrap the first round. To begin the second round, they'll take Austin Eckler. And remember, this is a half PPR draft. So Austin Eckler carrying a little more value than he perhaps otherwise would, right? So he is going to get a lot of pass-catching duties, let's say, from Justin Herbert and company. So he goes to Team 12. And now it's my turn here. And, you know, I'm not going to pick again for a while, Andy, so I feel like I have to get... I don't have a running back. I have Devontae Adams with my first pick, so I feel like I need a running back before things get too slim. For me, it's basically between, at this point, it's basically between Antonio Gibson and Najee Harris, and I would be pleased with either of them, but I think in the end I'm going to go with Antonio Gibson. I'm going to take Gibson, and I really like the Washington offense this year. I think honestly, I think Washington has a real chance to win the NFC East because the Cowboys are going to be really good, obviously, but I mean, it's also the NFC East. Who knows what's going to happen in that division, right?
Well,
We know that the Giants are not going to win, and that's basically it, right? So I feel like Washington could very well win, and Antonio Gibson, I think, especially in half PPR, even with Fitzmagic at the helm, I really like him. So he's my pick here. Anything to add on Gibson before we move on?
Love Gibson. I think, again, you have two of the best value picks so far, Show. And Antonio Gibson's ADP is in that second round range, so that's it's not a reach at all. You're getting an RB1 who's still developing in a gadget guy. Like, we haven't seen anywhere close to the ceiling of Antonio Gibson. The Curtis Samuel presence makes me a little nervous because he can be a little gadgety too, and Fitzmagic is fun, Ryan Fitzpatrick, but it's like, okay, how long does that fun last before the clock strikes midnight and he turns back into that pumpkin, right? Like, that's sort of the question. But you got Davante Adams and Antonio Gibson. I think you're in a tremendous spot. And Austin Eckler, before that, for the half PPR-wise, we know he's going to be the lead dog and be that continued growth safety blanket for defending rookie of the year, Justin Herbert.
So we're going to continue on. There are three more computer teams here before your pick, Andy. So I'll read out their picks here. So Team 10 takes Tyreek Hill. And I think at getting Tyreek Hill at the turn, basically, in the second round, I think is also incredible value, considering I know some people have him listed as the number one wide receiver off the board, and Adams and Diggs have already gone, so he was the best available remaining. So he goes to Team 10, who already had Saquon Barkley. Team 9, who already took Jonathan Taylor, is going to take DeAndre Hopkins out of Arizona. Oof. And DeAndre
Target
Hopkins,
beast.
Yeah, just like, okay, there are a few guys, maybe apart from Davante Adams, there are a few wide receivers in the NFL who have the target share of their offense like DeAndre Hopkins does. Like, it's truly ridiculous, I think.
It all goes to him. And people say, oh, A.J. Green's there. So what? So what? A.J. Green is there for a payday, folks. That guy mailed it in for two seasons. Two in Cincinnati. Two seasons. Don't be scared off by A.J. Green. Hopkins is the man, and it's the highest octane offense as far as, like, most plays called. They do the hurry up almost all the time. There's a lot of target share in Arizona. So that's a great pick by Team 9.
So Team 8, again, as my voice cracks again, getting back to memories of high school. Gosh, I got to drink some more coffee or something earlier in the morning. Team 8, who already took Travis Kelce, so they don't have a running back or a wide receiver. Mm. And so their pick, and I like this value again, I think this guy has a real chance to be a top 10, maybe even a top 5 running back the way I think they're going to use him. A teammate takes Najee Harris out of Pittsburgh.
Ooh,
and Najee Harris,
RB1.
I mean, again, like, the guy, like, there's no one else really competing with Najee Harris for touches in the backfield. Not really. And with Big Ben being at this stage of his career, where the guy really just throws for 5 yards and hope whoever catches it takes it to the house or as far down the field as possible with the declining arm strength, I really like Najee Harris to also catch a ton of passes as well. So the value in the kind of towards the middle of the second round with Najee Harris, if you can pick him up there, hey, I mean, I think you'll be great. And I think that sets up Team 8 nicely because now they still have the top tight end and locked and loaded Travis Kelce, and I think you have a bona fide RB1 as well.
Well, you look at the guys behind Najee Harris. Penei Sewell Jr., at best, change of pace third down back, at best. Then the old Dolphin, welcome to the Bellagio Show. Kalen Ballage returns. He's back as a third string running back. Ballage is doing nothing. He's doing nothing. So it's all Harris. That's what you want. If you're not sure on picking a running back, folks, look who's behind them. Look at the timeshare. Look at the type of offense. Four new offensive linemen in Pittsburgh would make me nervous because it's a downgrade from last year. Are they forced to throw the ball? Do they get pass happy with all those weapons? Maybe. But at least you know this. Unlike, let's say, in Baltimore, who could be Lamar Jackson, could be a whole bunch of guys running the football. If they're running the football in Pittsburgh, it ain't Ben Roethlisberger. It's going to be Najee Harris. So at the very least, you know, when a running play is called or it's at the goal line, it will be Najee Harris. And that's really what you want at that point in the draft, I think.
Absolutely, yeah. So Najee Harris goes to Team 8, and now it's your turn, Andy.
All right. So my first pick for Team Pizza Man, I picked Nick Chubb at seventh overall. There was a run of 6 straight running backs, so I had to get my guy. Travis Kelce, much to my chagrin, was taken right after. So, Show, you know I need to get my top tight end early. I need to do it. I need to. So I'm going Darren Waller. Raiders. Darren Waller. But I think consensus second best tight end, even with George Kittle healthy. Darren Waller is your TE1, and looking at the wide receivers and how that offense is built in Las Vegas, he is going to be the primary pass catcher. He's going to be the main target. So now I have a true RB1, a true TE1, and I'm set up pretty good. Now, I got a target receiver at some point soon, but at least I got two of the tougher positions that are the thinnest to get starters at covered.
Absolutely, yeah. I think Darren Waller is absolutely fantastic, and I've been banging the drum. Value-wise, I think Darren Waller is the best value at tight end in the entire draft because Kelce is being drafted at his absolute ceiling. You know what I mean? Like, he is being drafted to perform exactly like he did last year. And if there is even a little bit of slippage, you're not getting the value at drafting him, like in a mid first round pick. Whereas Darren Waller, you're still getting a top running back or a top wide receiver in the first round. And Darren Waller still is going to provide you, like, I don't know, 75% or 80% of what Travis Kelce does, which is still phenomenal production from a tight end, right? So after Darren Waller, I think there is a bit of a slippage and drop off for the next guy. So I think I might wait on a tight end for a little while. But you know, I know you like your early tight end, so I think that's a good return there for Darren Waller. I'm going to read the next number of picks here. We'll get to Santos towards the end of the second round, then we'll boogie, right? So team six, who already took Ezekiel Elliott in the first round. Team six takes Atlanta Falcons Calvin Ridley. So Ridley going to team six. Team five takes Justin Jefferson. They already had Aaron Jones. So Jefferson in the middle to late-ish second round. Justin Jefferson going. And then Dan, seeing these two guys going, Dan texts in saying he takes DK Metcalf. So DK Metcalf going. So Dan already had Derrick Henry. Just the two of us having Henry and DK Metcalf. Team three, and Santos' pick will be next. Team three takes A.J. Brown out of Tennessee. So a little bit of a run on wide receivers here, Andy. So we got Calvin Ridley, Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, and A.J. Brown all going in a row after you took Darren Waller.
I like those. Listen, those are all WR1s. I think, like, Ridley's going to get the target share in Atlanta, but that team, I just don't really trust it overall, show. So I love the Justin Jefferson pick and, of course, DK Metcalf. Those are my two guys, Metcalf and Jefferson. Just as many shares of those guys as I can get. Please. A.J. Brown, of course, the top dog. So number Santos is up.
All right, I see a lot of wide receivers just going. But the reigning and defending Fan 590 champion is going to go with running back Joe Mixon.
There you go. Ooh. Joe Mixon out of Cincinnati going. So now Santos has Cook and Joe Mixon as his two backs. So he has a very good RB1, a bona fide RB1. And let's say Joe Mixon is like where, because I know you and I are both a little lower on Mixon, Andy, but let's say Mixon is like a higher mid to mid tier RB2 with the potential to be an RB1 if things break right for him.
Correct. And his ADP right now is the back end of the second round. So, you know, Josh is right in line with where he has been going. With that offensive line, personally, I don't want Joe Mixon, but I understand it because, again, you look at it just like with the Steelers. If Cincinnati is going to run the football, Giovanni Bernard's gone, so you get rid of that. Joe Mixon's getting the ball. So if they're ever going to run it, and it is a pass-happy offense, but Joe Mixon's getting the football. So that's if you're going to have a guy, you want to try to avoid timeshares as long as possible. And Josh does that with that pick because it is going to be Joe Mixon's ball if and when they run.
Yeah, there's no one else really competing with him there, right? So we talk about timeshares. There's no real timeshare going on right now in Cincinnati. So there you go, Cook and Mixon. And to wrap up the second round, Team 1, who already took Christian McCaffrey, will take Allen Robinson as their first wide receiver. And, I mean, Allen Robinson, we talk about target share, right, in terms of a wide receiver's target share of an offense. And Allen Robinson, I mean, I do think Darnell Mooney is going to be a decent option this year. And I think when Justin Fields inevitably eventually takes over the starting gig, it may not be in week one, but I think it will happen sooner rather than later this coming season. Someone like Allen Robinson and everyone else really are going to get bumps as well. And even with someone like Andy Dalton, Allen Robinson is incredibly valuable.
Well, Allen Robinson has done more with less in the past.
Yeah.
Right. So,
like, no kidding, right?
If he's healthy, he should be just fine. All right. We're going to take the break. We'll continue our fantasy football mock draft. Get you ready for the NFL season and your upcoming fantasy football drafts. But got a little contest when we come back. Our new buddies from Dauber Hockey, Boss or Toss, will tell you how that works and what you can win when the fantasy show continues, delivered by Domino's Pizza across the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. This is The Fantasy Show with Andy McNamara and Shaw Ali on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Hour two of The Fantasy Show kicking off right now, Canada-wide across the Sportsnet Radio Network. We're delivered by Domino's Pizza. Folks, unlimited large two-topping pizzas for just $10.99 each. That's it. For large pizzas with two fresh toppings. Any type you want. Check it out. But daily, great deal. Side dishes, desserts too, of course. Carry out and delivery all at Domino's.ca. That's Domino's.ca. We will be giving away a Domino's Pizza prize pack too. The most creative fantasy football team name that we like. You can text in 590-590, People's Text Line, or tweet us at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, and at The Fantasy Show. We'll get to those in just a few minutes. We'll also continue on with our fantasy football mock draft to get you ready, because this is the last Sunday without NFL football until February of 2022. Absolutely amazing. But sure, we got a new contest from our buddies at Dauber Hockey. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it, man. We can give away some fantasy hockey advice. I know we're all kind of football here, especially as we get towards the NFL season because of how gigantic fantasy football is in the world these days. But fantasy hockey is coming up soon, so you have to get ready to prepare for your fantasy hockey drafts.
Yeah, well, that's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you got to get ready.
I can't believe hockey is coming back so soon, honestly. I'm excited, but I can't believe it's already coming.
It seems like it just ended. It really does, but... hey, you want to win fantasy leagues for hockey? You got to get prepared, and nobody better than our pals at Dauber Hockey. So the contest is over the next three Sundays. We're going to do a contest called Boss or Toss, presented by Dauber Hockey. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a situation each week, okay, out of each of our Sportsnet radio head markets. Okay, so this week we're going to do a Maple Leaf player, and depending on the prediction, you text in. If you're in Toronto, to 590-590. If you're in Calgary, you can text in to 960-960. If you're in Vancouver, text 650-650. And if you're somewhere in between, text in to whichever one you want. Doesn't matter to me. We'll all get them. So I guess, really, text in wherever you want. But in the end, for our listeners, in, we've got some great listeners in Saskatchewan and Newfoundland out east as well. So wherever you are, just text in one of those text lines and you can enter. So here it is, show. Okay. Boss or toss. To win a Dauber Hockey Fantasy Hockey Guide Prize, Austin Matthews, Boss or Toss, locked in, guaranteed 50-goal season. Boss or Toss. He's never done it, but not his fault because, really, he hasn't been able to be part of a full season last couple of years because of COVID. But 47 goals 2 years ago, 41 last year in 52 games. Austin Matthews, Boss or Toss, 50 goals. How would you vote?
Ooh, you know what? I might be accused of being a giant homer, but give me Boss. Boss. Austin Matthews is going to join the Leafs greats of yesteryear and score 50 goals in a single season this coming year. I know the Leafs are going back to the Atlantic Division. No more Scotia North Division. And we don't have to talk about how the season ended for the Leafs. That's all in the past, Andy. I'm ready to be hurt again, and I'm ready for Austin Matthews to score 50 goals in a season.
Surgically repaired wrist. That was haunting him all year. And he still got 41. I'm with you, show. Boss it.
All right.
I want 50 goals. I want more. 60. No, too much.
That's too much.
Let's settle down. 50 goals. Boss or toss for Austin Matthews. So all you got to do to enter. Now, obviously, we're not going to be able to know the answer actually to this question for many months. But we're just going to randomly pick one if you boss or toss. So, you know, you can say against that for all we care. You text in 590-590 if you're in Toronto, 960-960 if you're in Calgary, 650-650 in Vancouver, or to any one of them if you're anywhere else. Are you bossing or tossing Austin Matthews? So you got to text in boss or toss. So if you agree, it's boss. If you disagree, it's toss. Also, of course, your name and location, because otherwise you can't win. So boss or toss for Austin Matthews, 50 goals guaranteed in this upcoming season. And we'll be randomly selecting the winner early next week. And if you do win, you'll get a Dauber Hockey Fantasy Guide to help win your fantasy hockey league. And you can go download the Fantasy Guide, whether you win or not, Dauber Hockey Fantasy Guide at dauberhockey.com. dauberhockey.com. You can also enter on the contest page on Sportsnet Radio Twitter feeds and on sportsnet.ca. So you can enter a whole bunch of different places to win Dauber Hockey Fantasy Guide, and make sure you visit them at dauberhockey.com. So there you go, show, because, yeah, you're right. Hockey season will be here as well before you know it. So Auston Matthews, 50 goals, boss or toss. Enter and win. Do you want to get to a couple of the creative fantasy football team names that we have for a chance to win a Domino's pizza prize?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. I see James saying the Green Bull Packers. The Green Bull Packers must be a Packers fan here, so the Packers theme name. I see another one here, and again, if you don't text in your name, we can't give you a win here, obviously. But Judge and Judy, Judge Judy here, right? So Judy, of course, being like Jerry Judy, right? So Judge Judy, and then I like this one actually, and again, we want your names. I like these two actually. Fantasy team name, Ridley Me This. Ridley Me This. That's actually a pretty fun one, especially if you have Calvin Ridley. I like that one. And Joe Buck Yourself. Go Joe Buck Yourself. I like that one. I've heard that one before, but it never fails classic. To make me laugh. Yeah, it's a classic for sure.
That's a classic. And you know what? Hey, I made the call out, show. I made the call out. I said, if somebody gets me, if I die, I die, GIF with Kirk Cousins.
Right.
And we got one. At Northwind 98.
Really? Okay.
It's not Ivan Drago. I believe it might be the body of Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm not sure, but it does have a Kirk Cousins helmet on it. That is good enough for me. So Northwind, you're getting some Domino's pizza, guy. I'll DM you on Twitter, and you will get your Domino's pizza prize for creating that. Well done. Well done.
You're going to slide into his DMs, Andy.
I'm going to slide, as long as, let's see, follows me, boom. Okay, so I can get in there.
All right, there you go.
As long as you follow, I'll get you your Domino's pizza. Well done there. So keep those names coming. I like the Ridley Me This.
Yeah, that's a good one. I think that's the leader so far for me. I think that might be
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I like that one. Okay, so well, this is, and it's based on really just what show and I like. So, you know,
appeal to our best senses, right? Here, Andy, David Etobicoke appeals to you here. You're going to love this one, okay? David Etobicoke says his team name is Baker's Dozen.
Well, there's the leader right there, show. We have a winner. No. We'll consider it after, you know, anything wrestling or Browns for me will get my attention. Doesn't mean they'll win, but it'll at least get a look, right?
True.
And we can do that. Okay, let's continue on with our fantasy football mock draft. We've got through two rounds, so it's myself, show, former producer Dan Marino, and defending Fan 590 fantasy
reigning
football champion, technical director Josh Sanders.
Yeah, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, whatever he wants to say. Reigning, defending. So we'll go through. So, show, take us through who has the picks where, and then we'll get into the third round.
Yeah, so Santos has the number 2 overall pick. Dan Marino, our former producer, has the 4th overall pick. You, Andy, has the 7th overall pick, and I have the 11th overall pick. And this is a 12-team league, to remind people. Half PPR, 1 QB, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 flex, a tight end, and a kicker and a defense, right? So we'll see how many. We've only done 2 rounds so far, so we'll see how many rounds we get through for the rest of the hour left on the show, basically, right? So we'll get through as many rounds as possible.
We'll
post the results. I got the results. Once everything is done and it kind of populates, I'll post the results on Twitter, and we can have a conversation that way.
Perfect.
Number 3, the 3rd pick for team number 1, because we're starting round number 3. So team number 1 took Christian McCaffrey, and then now they came back for the final pick of the round 2. They took Allen Robinson. So on the turn, their very next pick is Mike Evans. Team 1 now taking Mike Evans and Allen Robinson back-to-back. And Mike Evans being, Mike Evans, the first Tampa Bay wide receiver going off the board. So there you go. To begin the third round, Mike Evans, and now it is Santos' pick.
Fun fact about Mike Evans, he was actually on the reigning, defending Fan 590 Fantasy.
Really?
He was on the team that beat Andy McNamara in the finals. And he was he's not anymore, though. So I was actually going to take him, but I can't now. So I'm going to take Terry McLaurin.
There you go. Otto Scary Washington. Terry. Yeah.
You know, I feel, Santos, that we're kind of in our own, for you wrestling AEW fans, our own sort of Chris Jericho versus MJF situation where I can't beat you and it's eating me up inside. And I got to we'll see how it goes.
Andy, I am better than you, and you know it.
That'll be my my final fight. We'll have to do something on the line throughout the year to see how that plays out. But listen, you get Scary Terry coming off of Mike Evans getting picked, show. Love it because you have the improved arm talent, at least unafraid to sling it in Ryan Fitzpatrick. How long will the fun last? Hard to say. But Terry McLaurin, much like Allen Robinson, has overcome some pretty mediocre quarterback play.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think even if like the worst case happens for Washington and something happens to Fitzmagic, I mean, certainly there will be a drop off. No one's saying otherwise, but I think he'll be largely okay because we have seen basically his entire career, Scary Terry thrive, relatively speaking, with less quarterbacks, lesser guys than Ryan Fitzpatrick, right? So
yeah.
I think barring something truly catastrophic, I think the third round, I like that return on value regarding Scary Terry going to Santos. So Santos has Cook, Mixon, and McLaurin. So I'll run through the next couple of picks, including Dan's pick at team number four. But before that, team three going to take Chris Carson out of Seattle. So now team three has Alvin Kamara, A.J. Brown, and Chris Carson. Okay. So that's their second running back. And then Dan, seeing that, will text in, and he says Keenan Allen. So Keenan Allen going to Dan's team at four. So Dan now has Derrick Henry, DK Metcalf, and Keenan Allen.
That's a formidable group.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, I got to say, I know he was kind of, maybe he was slept on last year, but again, no one could have really predicted the manner in which Justin Herbert became the starting quarterback. It wasn't like there was a competition and Anthony Lynn last year said, well, now we're giving the job to Justin Herbert. Like, he got it through like a freak accident, essentially, right?
And needle to the lung.
Yeah, I mean, that's truly wild. But
Could that be my fantasy name?
Needle to the lung.
Needle to the lung.
Oh, gosh. Tyrod. Hey, look, good for Tyrod. At the very least, he may hold on to the starting job in Houston for now. We'll see. But still, for him to lose the starting job in L.A. because of a needle to the lung is absolutely brutal. I feel for the guy. I truly do.
Me too.
But Justin Herbert coming through in the end and being essentially the rising tide that lifts all boats for the Chargers offense was absolutely phenomenal. And Keenan Allen was one of the direct beneficiaries of that.
Absolutely. So you get that for Dan. All right, let's run through the next couple.
All right, so the next two before your pick, team five takes the first QB off the board. QB going to Patrick Mahomes. And I mean, that should shock basically nobody, right? You can make an argument for a couple other guys, sir. But I mean, if you're going to take Patrick Mahomes as your first QB, I'm not going to argue with you. So team five has Aaron Jones, Justin Jefferson, and now Pat Mahomes. That's a pretty good diverse group, right? No doubling up on any position groups, and they have one of the top running backs, one of the top wide receivers, and certainly one of the top or the top QB, depending on how you look at it. Team six, I guess, must be a Cowboys fan because after they took Ezekiel Elliott in the first round, they had Calvin Ridley in the second round. They're taking CeeDee Lamb in the third round. CeeDee Lamb going to team six. You know how high I am on CeeDee this year. I think he is going to be a monster target share wise, and especially in the half and full PPR groups. I think CeeDee, I really like what he's going to give to the Dallas offense this year.
Well, a stack of Cowboys. I'm totally with you, Dak Prescott. By all accounts and reports, he is locked in, ready to go, shoulder issue, don't worry about it, ankle feeling good, and he was on a historic pace before that injury, so as long as he can stay healthy, no reason to think that Cowboys offense should not pick up exactly where it left off, so I like that, but now, it's my pick. All right, so Team Pizza Man, so I took Nick Chubb with the 7th overall pick. I swung back, my guy Travis Kelce was taken, so I took Darren Waller as the top tight end. Now, show, as I'm looking at this, running backs, boy, we're into the very next tier, and it's a drop-off. A lot of wide receivers taken as well. So at this point, I'm looking at the wide receivers remaining. I'm thinking, okay, had my eye on CeeDee Lamb and Terry McLaurin. Both are gone. So do I reach for a wide receiver that I think I could get similar value for later? Do I go for stretches on the running back side? Or do I get a little unorthodox? And we've known on the program show, I always get two tight ends and try to get two quarterbacks. Now, usually I wait on the tight end, but I'm thinking of this. I'm in the third round. George Kittle's sitting there. I have Darren Waller. George Kittle, when healthy, top two tight end potential for sure, and still the main passing target, I would think, no matter who's at quarterback in San Francisco. So I'm going to go a little unorthodox, Joe. I'm thinking back-to-back tight ends to either have Kittle in my flex spot or trade bait later, cover off as far as bye week stuff. I have two elite tight ends. I go with George Kittle, tight end heavy. Let's go.
You know, I truly despise that pick. I hate it. Not because I have any issue with George Kittle. I think he is going to be, you know, he's going to be fine. It doesn't take much to be a top tight end these days either, as you and I have talked about at length before on this very program. But it's just like, I feel like value-wise, you could have gotten someone who would have filled the need better than Darren Waller, considering you don't have any wide receivers.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I thought, though, Show, you know what? It's so thin. So now what I'm doing is I'm cornering the tight end market, really. I have two of the, when healthy, locked in. Anybody else, we start getting into projection territory and what ifs rather than true top targets. And I feel, and we'll see how the draft plays out. You know, I feel I can get wide receiver, some quality wide receivers a little bit later on and wait on QB. So I go a double tight end. Interesting if it's a real draft and that situation comes up, how I'll play it out. But with those runs on wide receivers and running backs, I go a double tight end. So that's pick 7 in the third round. Who's team 8, 9, and 10?
Yeah, let's do it. So team 8, 9, 10. Let's see. Team 8 going with, they love you leaving the wide receivers on the board, because team 8 takes Chris Godwin, the second Tampa Bay wide receiver to go off the board. Godwin going to team 8. So now team 8 now has Godwin, Najee Harris, and Travis Kelce going in the kind of reverse order of their picks going back to the first round. Team 9 will then take, they heard us start talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Team 9 takes Amari Cooper, who goes just a couple of picks after his teammate CeeDee Lamb. So team 9 now has Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Hopkins, and Amari Cooper. So Amari Cooper going into the end of the third round. I think that's actually, like, again, value-wise, I think Amari Cooper has been, his ADP has been, like, hovering around the middle of the third round. So, you know, a couple picks later, is, you know, variance is going to, you have to account for variance in your specific leagues, right? So Amari Cooper, I still think, is going to return a decent value, because I don't think, I think the floor for someone like Amari Cooper, especially if Dak Prescott is healthy, is going to stay relatively high. So,
yes.
Amari Cooper going to team 9 and being paired with DeAndre Hopkins. And team 10, and I'm picking after that, team 10, who already has Saquon Barkley and Tyreek Hill, is going to pair Robert Woods with Hill and Barkley.
So you get Woods there, and I believe Woods' value jumps over Cooper Kupp now that dink and dunker Jared Goff is gone. You got big arm Matt Stafford. I think that really opens things up for Woods to be the WR1 there in Los Angeles. Cooper, I'm with you, Show. Like, He might be one of the most boring, good fantasy wide receivers. And from that, I mean, he's, at this point in his career, he is steady. If you have Amari Cooper as your WR2, and for team 9 that pick, you have Hopkins as the 1, you got Jonathan Taylor at running back, and now you have Cooper. So you got your locked and loaded, set and forget 1 and 2 wide receiver. Now you still have to, I think, get a bit better at running back and really try to address that tight end spot. But wide receiver-wise, in our format where it's 2 WR, you're set. Like, you're good at wideout.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think Robert Woods, and again, you can make the argument that maybe Woods and Cooper Kupp are like in the same boat in terms of, you know, what spot wide receivers go, but I'm not going to, like, again, I think it's too early right now to tell exactly who Matthew Stafford favors. So I think Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp are both going to go in the next, you know, probably the next like 2 or 3 rounds, right? Woods obviously did go already, but Cooper Kupp probably going to go not too later. And now it's time for my next pick. So I already took Davante Adams. I took Antonio Gibson. It's been a while since my last pick because I have pick 11. So I'm going to make a couple of picks in the next 4 choices here. So you know what? I have decided that I think I'm going to, I don't usually go with this strategy, Andy. I usually wait on quarterback, but I'm going to pick a quarterback here. Patrick Mahomes is the only QB that has been taken so far. So I like Josh Allen. I'm going to take Josh Allen here and pair him with Antonio Gibson and Davante Adams. And he has like, What are we going to say? Like RB3 production as well. Josh Allen has, in addition to his QB1 arm. So I love Josh Allen. It's going to be fun to watch. I mean, certainly here in Toronto, at the very least, we get a lot of Buffalo Bills games. And I freely admit, for me, part of how I make some picks, not all picks, but some picks, I want to watch some fun guys as well. I want to be able to tune into the TV and see, like, those guys are on my fantasy team. And Josh Allen, in addition to being an absolute stud, is going to, I think, be a lot of fun to watch. So Josh Allen is my pick as the second QB off the board.
I love it. Josh Allen, like you said, you had the running upside. I don't think he has peaked yet. He is still ascending. He's my top fantasy quarterback pick for this season. Third round. I usually try to wait 4th round for QB. show, but like you said, when you add in and you're getting the potentially the best at the position in the third round, I'm not going to argue with that. I like it. So I mean, Josh Allen goes at 11.
At 11, yeah. And I mean, like, look, I'm making another pick in a couple of picks here. So, I mean, like, I could have, in theory, waited for him to be in the fourth round, and you could have technically said Josh Allen is a fourth round pick. But, I mean, I don't think it, like, at this point, yeah, it's like splitting hairs. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't like, really matter all too much. So, I went with Josh Allen. And then to wrap up the third round, DJ Moore goes to team 12. So, Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, and now DJ Moore all on one team. And, again, we don't know what the exact situation will be like with Sam Darnold at the controls instead of Teddy Bridgewater from last year, but DJ Moore is a phenomenal talent, and I think that kind of thing usually, you know, more often than not does win out. And DJ Moore has proven that he is, you know, he can crack the 1,000-yard mark and all sorts of stuff. So I think he's going to be very, very talented, especially in a half PPR league. So that wraps up the third round. Do you want to do the fourth round and take the break, or do you want to take the break now?
You know what, let's take the break now as we wrap up, yeah, with DJ Moore and the potential upgrade in arm talent with Sam Darnold. You okay. Sort of leave the Teddy Bridgewater. And just real quick, I think Teddy Bridgewater, the pick in Denver to go with him, is just great news for fantasy owners, because we've seen Bridgewater, while himself not being a QB1, can lift others to ascend to fantasy football, not just relevance, but top-tier fantasy talent. So that's a great move, I think, for the Broncos. And we'll see how Sam, chance for reclamation project for Sam Darnold and DJ Moore, certainly talented. But yeah, let's take the break. We'll kick off round four. When we return, our fantasy football mock draft edition of The Fantasy Show, delivered by Domino's Pizza across the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
We're back. You can be elite yourself by taking our fantasy football advice right here on The Fantasy Show, Canada-wide, across the Sportsnet Radio Network. Andy McNamara alongside Showali. We are delivered by Domino's Pizza. How about the $7.99 mix and match menu, folks? That's where you get your pizza, your side dishes, your desserts. Make it however you want. Domino's got you covered. Delivery carryout, all at Domino's.ca. That's Domino's.ca. And after the show, we're going to pick our favorite creative fantasy football team name for a chance for you to win a Domino's Pizza prize. We got some great ones in. So what do you say the leader in the clubhouse might be so far, Show? And not, listen, we can go back because we got to review all of them. But for me, that Ridley Me This is certainly making a push.
Yeah, maybe in the next break we can make our final decision. But I think for me, Ridley Me This is the clubhouse leader. You know, I think there were a couple other ones that I liked. Don't get me wrong. A good Einhorn is Finkel joke will always make me chuckle. But and the Locked and Loaded one, and I believe, yeah, Goran in Calgary replied to that one to say his name. So Locked and Loaded is my second leader in the clubhouse, let's say, number one and two. But Ridley Me This is the leader right now.
Baker's Dozen, also solid. No. There was a clever one with involving Nick Chubb, I believe, as well. lots of good stuff. Lots of good stuff there.
The listeners know how to appeal to your best side, Andy. The listeners know.
Yes.
They know.
Listen, I'm not one, you know, people are like, oh, compliments will get you nowhere. They everywhere with me. If you, yeah. The ego needs feeding, Show. It's hungry. Yeah.
Flattery,
it's hungry for Domino's.
Flattery gets you everywhere, Andy.
Oh, all of it. Absolutely. So we've gone through three rounds of our fantasy football mock draft. We're going to post our results afterwards on Twitter at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, and at The Fantasy Show, just to, you know, get you ready. A lot of people are having our Fan 590 a Station League draft tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
I got another one on Tuesday and all that. So, you know, this will get everybody ready.
Yeah, I had mine. I had a big one last night. We have ours tonight. I have two more on Wednesday at the exact same time. Wednesday at 8 p.m. I have two drafts at literally the exact same time, both starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. So I hope I don't like accidentally screw something up in those drafts and like draft one guy in one and another guy in another when I meant to do the opposite. So we'll see. But double fisting drafts. But on this draft, you want to continue here? The fourth round. We'll boogie through next couple of rounds here. So let's do it.
Fourth round. So
James Robinson is going to start off the fourth round. So team 12 alternating picks. They want Stephon Diggs, Austin Eckler, and DJ Moore with their back-to-back pick. they take James Robinson, and don't forget Travis Etienne. Or Travis, I know it's, I have a hard time saying his name because I feel like it, I want to say Travis Etienne, like a French person kind of thing, right? But I'm pretty sure his name is Travis Etienne. I'm pretty sure is how you say it, right? So he is.
Oh, I do the et. Pronounce it. Well, you know what? We're not going to be talking about him too much anymore because he's gone.
He's done for the year. Exactly.
He's out.
Unfortunately, I think it was a Lisfranc injury. I always screw up the name of that that particular muscle or ligament or tendon or whatever. But he is done for the season. Unfortunately, the second first round pick for the Jacksonville Jaguars after, of course, Trevor Lawrence. So James Robinson boosts back up the rankings. I'm not too worried about Carlos Hyde. Are you? I'm not super worried about him.
The only thing that bothers me is that Urban Meyer's there and Carlos Hyde is his boy from Ohio State, right? You got to connect the college dots. That's why he brought him in. He loves Carlos Hyde. But at this stage in his career, even if you try to, I think, force feed Hyde, at some point it's not going to make sense because James Robinson is just a better back at this point in his career. You know, Carlos Hyde can be your nice change of pace breather back. He can catch the ball. He can run. You know, he's fine. But I don't think it should discount James Robinson. And with him now elevating back up show, I believe we have to put James Robinson back in the back end RB1 conversation. You get him in the fourth round, that could be a steal of the draft right there.
Absolutely. Depending on or based on how James Robinson finished the season last year as a guy who went undrafted in virtually every league, right? So
yes.
I think James Robinson.
Unknown.
Going from that to a back-end RB1, like you said, I love it. So he goes to Team 12. My pick is DeAndre Swift. I take DeAndre Swift here. So I'm pairing Swift with Antonio Gibson as my two running backs. So I freely admit Jamal Williams could vulture a little bit of work from Antonio or from DeAndre Swift. But I think Swift, ultimately speaking, you and I have spoken at length on the Fantasy Show about how we love his talent coming out of college. And I think he is going to be used a lot more in the passing game with Jared Goff, who will probably check down a lot. So I like DeAndre Swift there, and then I'll boogie through the rest of these picks until your pick. Team 10 goes with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who, funnily enough, last year was a first-round pick, and now he drops all the way to the fourth round. But, I mean, still, I like the value on CEH there. Clyde Edwards-Helaire going to Team 10, pairing with Saquon Barkley. Team 9 takes David Montgomery, pairing with Jonathan Taylor. So those are their two running backs. And then Team 8 takes Josh Jacobs in the fourth round, who, again, drops a little bit as well with the addition of guys in Las Vegas.
Well, yeah, Josh Jacobs loved him as an RB1 last year. All of a sudden, the NFL taketh away because now Kenyon Drake joins the conversation. And they paid Drake a 2-year deal. I think he's getting like $5 million a year. That's decent coin. He's not coming in to get like 3 snaps a game. Like Kenyon Drake is going to be involved in that offense. So what that does is it has to drop Jacobs to an RB2 and Kenyon Drake to either an RB3 or really back end RB2. But to pair him with Najee Harris for team 8, as your running back, that I like, because you got your RB1, you got Jacobs, you know, you sprinkle in a little depth later on in the draft. I think you're in good shape there. And DeAndre Swift, just going back for your pick, I love it, showing. You know, Jamal Williams, that doesn't scare me at all, because we know what Jamal Williams is. He's a change of pace guy. That's what he was in Green Bay. Didn't really affect Aaron Jones that much. So DeAndre Swift is going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. Williams will come in and, you know, spell him for breaks, whatever. But DeAndre Swift should be the man in a properly coached, we hope, team under knee-biting Dan Campbell. And that just seems like an old-school guy who likes to run 3 yards in a cloud of dust type of thing, right, Joe? Like, we could see some old-school stuff, especially with the lesser arm of Jared Goff compared to Matthew Stafford in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I'm not afraid. Okay, I think Jamal Williams is going to be like a good, you know, it depends on how you feel about handcuffs. I think he's going to be a good player to own, depending, you know, if DeAndre Swift goes down with an injury, for example. But yeah, I'm not afraid of Jamal Williams, which is why I took him in the fourth round. So yeah, that was my first pick of the fourth round. And Josh Jacobs going to Team 8. And now it's your turn.
Oh boy, here we go. Okay, so my pick in the fourth round. So I have so far for Team Pizza Man, first, my seventh overall pick, my first pick, Nick Chubb. I went Darren Waller, tight end. After, I went off the board. I'm going loco, show. George Kittle went back-to-back tight ends. Got two elite guys. I got a tight end. I got a flex because I didn't like the wide receivers available and the run extra on running backs. So I'm going now. I'm looking. I'm like, man, show, I got to take a wide receiver. I just got it. I put myself in this position.
Yes,
I like it, but I got
to
take one. And I think in the fourth round, at this point where he slotted in, I'll go Julio Jones of the Tennessee Titans. I get Julio as my wide receiver. And at this stage in his career, slotted in as the second to A.J. Brown. I really like it because he's going to be seeing secondary coverage, right? He's going to be in a position where he's not going to be forced to be the guy, but I believe it's going to open up a whole bunch of opportunities for him. So it's a little risky in a new home, but I love Ryan Tannehill, and that offense is spread out. Like, it's not a situation where there's like a whole bunch, like in Pittsburgh, where there's like, well, which of the three wide receivers and then the running back? It's pretty much, you know, it's going to be A.J. Brown, it's going to be Julio Jones, or it's going to be Derrick Henry touching the football. And so I like that pick there.
Yeah, so there you go. Julio going to Andy as his first wide receiver off the board. Because don't forget, like he said, he took Darren Waller and George Kittle with his second and third round picks. So Julio, Andy's first wide receiver, and we'll get through the next couple of picks here. Team six. It's funny, I mentioned that team six. So don't forget, the other picks outside of Santos, myself, Andy, and Dan are like computer picks, basically. And the computer, I guess, team six must be like the algorithm must be like a Cowboys fan, because Ezekiel Elliott went in the first round, Calvin Ridley in the second round, CeeDee Lamb in the third round, and now Dak Prescott going in the third round or fourth round. So the computer going heavy on the Cowboys. The third QB going off the board, Dak Prescott. So there you go. Dak Prescott as the fourth round pick to team number six. Team five has decided to ramp up Gus Edwards up the draft chart because of the injury to J.K. Dobbins that we talked about last week. So J.K. Dobbins, in case you missed it, is done for the season. Do not draft J.K. Dobbins in your fantasy draft, people. He's done for the year. That's a next year conversation we're going to have about J.K. Dobbins at this point. But Gus Edwards, unless the Ravens sign another veteran running back, and so far I don't believe they have, Gus Edwards is, I think, the back to own. So he goes to team number five, who gets paired with Aaron Jones, Justin Jefferson, and Pat Mahomes. So Dan is up next, and Dan is going wide receiver heavy. He has Derrick Henry and then two other wide receivers, and he takes a third wide receiver. He takes Cooper Kupp. We talked about Robert Woods a couple of picks ago at the end of the third round. So here at the end of the fourth round, Dan takes Cooper Kupp. Again, you know, WR2 conversation there, right? And then Adam Thielen going to team number three as their second wide receiver. So Adam Thielen getting paired with A.J. Brown and Alvin Kamara and Chris Carson for team number three. And so there you go. So two more wide receivers off the board, and now it is Santos's turn.
Ooh. I don't want to follow the trend. So
trend breaker.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I beat Andy last year. So, and I'm going to keep mentioning that, Andy.
You got to have the 1-0 shirt. You got to.
I beat the streak of zero. I'm going to get Miles Sanders.
Miles Sanders, ooh. Eagles running back Miles Sanders. You know, it's funny, Andy. I had Miles Sanders last year in a couple of drafts, and I mean, he was very, very talented, and I just feel like last season the Doug Peterson coaching staff in Philly did not use him, I think, as he should have been. Because I honestly believe, I truly believe, Andy, like, much like we've had this conversation about Allen Robinson and Terry McLaurin in the past, like, if they were, like, uncorked by very good quarterback play, they'd be, like, first-round picks, basically, right? I'm truly convinced that Miles Sanders is that guy if he was given, like, a steady diet of carries for the entire football game.
I'm with you. Super talented. I actually had his rookie card last year. Sold it at a profit before the Eagles implosion, by the way. Nice little autograph double color patch for Miles Sanders. But when you look at the rest of that backfield, now, if it was just Boston Scott, I think, okay, much like the Jamal Williams conversation, Boston Scott's going to come in and catch the football and he can run a little bit fine. The trick is Kenneth Gainwell. Follow the draft capital, folks. Kenneth Gainwell spooks me a bit here, because why is he there? How is he going to be used? Is this going to be a situation where he eventually leapfrogs Miles Sanders? What is that situation? So I like the Miles Sanders pick there. I'm just a little curious as to how he'll be used going forward. But right now, like, if you look at Santos's team, he's got Dalvin Cook, Joe Mixon. And if you're iffy on Joe Mixon like I am, I like the coupling up of Miles Sanders, and he sprinkled in Terry McLaurin. So he is at least set at running back. So you got that. You got a little depth too, and you got a wide receiver. So that works for me. Last pick in the fourth round.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts going as the fourth tight end off the board. So, of course, Travis Kelce, Waller, and Kittle all gone. And Pitts is the final pick of the fourth round going to team number one. So Pitts being paired with McCaffrey, Allen Robinson, Mike Evans, and now Kyle Pitts out of Atlanta.
That's a team, show. That's a team. right there. Oh my.
Team one is doing pretty well. Like for a team that picks at the turn, where like you know you have a lot of time in between picks sometimes, like you kind of helpless when you have to look to see who goes. I, like, honestly, for a team that started with CMC, that's a pretty good team, I gotta say.
That's a nice looking team by computer generated team one. Okay, let's take our final break. We'll swing around. We'll get through at least round five, hopefully round six, and then we'll post the rest of the results on Twitter afterwards, so you can see the full results of that. So we'll take our final break. Fantasy Football Mock Draft Sunday continues with the Fantasy Show delivered by Domino's Pizza across the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
To wrap up the Fantasy Show, Canada-wide across the Sportsnet Radio Network, we are delivered by Domino's Pizza. Unlimited large two-topping pizzas, folks, for just $10.99. Come on. How are you going to beat that? Delicious, fresh, two-topping large pizzas. Unlimited, so as many as you want, for just $10.99 each. And you can get those anytime at domino's.ca, carry out or delivery at domino's.ca. And myself, Andy McNamara, and my co-host, Shalali, will be picking our most creative fantasy football team name that we like based on nothing, just from what we like. And the winner will get a big Domino's Pizza prize. Text in to the People's Text Line, 590-590, and or tweet at AndyMC81, at SNSLE, and at The Fantasy Show. Do you want to get to a couple more texts real quick, Show, if you got one? I got one on on Twitter here.
Yeah, you read yours.
Actually, this is coming from at Whippy Mike G. So the big all-out event, this AEW event, I'm just all over Show. He's calling, Whippy Mike says, just for you, Andy MC, I'm taking Bryan Danielson to appear tonight on AEW, which would be huge to maybe impact the CM Punk return or something like that. Let's see, there's at Screams Weems tweets in for a fantasy football name, the Butt Fumblers, and includes a gif of Mark Sanchez running into the backside of his New York Jets offensive lineman. Always a great gift.
Yep, that's an all-time
Mark Sanchez
all-time play. Like, that is an all-time NFL play. I remember exactly where I was. I was in university when it happened, where I was watching it at a bar. It was, I stood up in the bar and was like, yes, let's go. Take it for a touchdown. Just, so good.
Just amazing. Well, that was against the Patriots too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it even hurt even
it
more.
So
that's
good.
Great.
Oh, baby.
Oh, Sanchez.
I'll read you
a couple good years.
I'll read you another couple of texts here as well, Andy. Giancarlo says, I'm the commissioner of my league. The team name is No Chance in Goodell, and Vince McMahon's theme plays at each draft. That's a good one, too. Oh,
boy. Show, that's... He's appealing to the wrestling side. Yeah, no chance in Goodell. Oh. Okay, keep that one at the top.
Right.
That's really good.
All right, Oh, how about I throw this to you, Andy, because we just finished the fourth round in the previous segment. We're a couple picks behind because a couple of these picks are in already. So how about I just read the fifth round and maybe the sixth round, and we'll see if we can squeeze those couple rounds in, and we can talk about them like on a larger level.
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll post we'll post, if not all, some of the rounds on Twitter so you guys can look at after and get you ready for your fantasy football drafts that are going to be coming up. Okay, let's roll.
All right, so Kyle Pitts wrapped up the fourth round, and of course this is the turn, so the same team is making a second pick. So Christian McCaffrey, Allen Robinson, Mike Evans being the first three picks, Kyle Pitts going again. So team number one is taking their QB, and they take Kyler Murray. So Kyler Murray going to this team, which I think continues a good run by computer number one. Santos has made his pick. Santos takes Deontay Johnson. So Deontay Johnson being paired with Terry McLaurin as his two wide receivers. Team three takes T. Higgins, who is the number one, or maybe a better way of saying it is the first Cincinnati wide receiver being drafted here, ahead of Jamar Chase, ahead of Tyler Boyd. So T. Higgins goes to team number three. Dan takes Mike Davis out of Atlanta. And again, you have to remember, not a lot of running back competition in Atlanta for Mike Davis. So he gets paired with Derrick Henry because, of course, Dan had gone wide receiver heavy. Team 5 and 6, they take in order Tyler Lockett, who gets paired with Justin Jefferson, and then Darrell Henderson getting taken by Team 6, getting paired with Ezekiel Elliott. So, again, we don't know what the effects of the Sony Michel fallout of the Sony Michel trade will be for now, but it sure stands to reason that at least to start the year, Darrell Henderson will be the guy for a large part of the year. And now it's your pick, Andy.
Well, my pick there, and yeah, that run there, I like the Mike Davis pairing that Dan took as an RB2, because we don't love Mike Davis.
Yeah.
But like we said, at least he's going to be the guy. And if he can get you sort of like, low digit, consistent double fantasy points each week, you're probably going to be fine with that as a steady guy. So my pick is I went Julio Jones with my previous selection. I went in order of my team pizza man, Nick Chubb, with my first pick at 7 overall, then Darren Waller and George Kittle, back-to-back tight ends. Julio Jones, I don't feel comfortable with my wide receiver spot still, so I'm looking at the board, and I'm taking Jerry Jeudy with Teddy Bridgewater. I love, right? Your call of Jeudy? He's mine. He's mine now. I took him from you. Jerry Jeudy, I feel, could have a monster year under Teddy Bridgewater in that role where you can pop him inside, outside, and really roll with that. So I think Jerry Jeudy, I feel much more comfortable now at wide receiver.
Yeah, Jerry Jeudy has all the talent in the world, right? Like, the guy is just phenomenally talented. We'll just see if Denver can actually use him this year, as Drew Lock did not. Yeah, unlock him, right? Because Drew Lock did not do that last year. So Jerry Jeudy, you take Jerry Jeudy. Team 8 takes a quarterback. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth quarterback off the board for teammate Lamar Jackson going to teammate. So Jackson getting paired with Najee Harris, I should say, Chris Godwin, and Josh Jacobs. And then we got a little bit of a run here, because again, we're a couple of picks behind. A bit of a run here on tight ends. TJ Hockenson going to team number 9. Ooh. TJ Hockenson being paired with Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Hopkins, Amari Cooper, and David Montgomery. And then team 10 pairing with Barkley, Hill, and Woods, as well as CEH, Mark Andrews going to team 10. So I like to wait on the tight ends, as I've told you before. So I take as my next pick, my fifth round pick, Damian Harris. And I agree, I think this might be a bit of a homer pick. I freely admit that. But now that Mac Jones is the starter in New England, no more Cam Newton, right? Now that Mac Jones is the guy, I'm taking Damian Harris. And I think Mac Jones is going to be great this year, Andy, at handing the ball off to Damian Harris. It's going to be wonderful for my fantasy team.
I think that at least puts, now that Cam Newton is gone, officially, it at least lines things up as a more predictable way to see how things are going to go in New England.
Right.
You don't have to worry about Mac Jones running around and discounting the running back. Now, we know Bill Belichick can be strange with his running back usage. Maybe the fourth depth guy on the chart pops up and does something. But looking at it, Damian Harris makes sense. And for your team specifically, Show, you pair him at running back with Antonio Gibson and DeAndre Swift. I love that, because now you got depth, you got options to counterbalance. If anything goes wrong, you still have a nice solid pick there. So I think that's a smart play by you.
I'm a little thin for this team. I'm a little thin at wide receiver for sure, but I think based on it's a half PPR, I think I can make up at least like 25% of that production with what I hope Antonio Gibson and DeAndre Swift will provide, and certainly Josh Allen on the ground as well with his feet. And then I'll take my chances with the next round with wide receiver. We don't have time to get to the sixth round, so we'll just post it on Twitter like you said, and you can text us any questions you want as well. But to wrap up the fifth round, Chase Claypool goes to team number 12. Canadian Chase Claypool. So we'll have to see. I think Deontay Johnson had gone earlier in this round, so two Steelers go in the fifth round, and we wrap up with Chase Claypool. But I think all things considered, a pretty good draft. I mean, I know you and I are a little long-winded, so we only got through five rounds. Before we break, do you want to make your decision or your vote for our fantasy football team name winner?
Ooh, boy! You know what? I'm going to lean, and we'll give the official winner off the air. We'll tweet or text the winner, and we'll post it regardless. I think I'm going to go with No Chance in Goodell. Slightly over Ridley. Ridley me this. Just slightly. I'm going to go with the Goodell one.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to stick with Ridley me this. That's going to be my pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Will, you know what? Let's put those two up as a poll. Why don't we do that and let the people decide who's going to win?
Sure.
Why don't we do that? We'll do that at The Fantasy Show on Twitter. So follow us there at SNSLE, at AndyMC81. Folks, when we chat next week, it will be week one of the NFL season. So get those fingers ready to text in your fantasy questions on the People's Text Line. We'll have Domino's Pizza giveaways. Whole lot coming up. Cannot wait. Football time, folks. It is here. Let's go. So for show, for Josh, I'm Andy. You've been listening to The Fantasy Show delivered by Domino's Pizza across the Sportsnet Radio Network.